This is VOA News. We have a vote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by the state of Texas seeking to overturn election results in four other states. The Texas lawsuit and the Trump campaign sought to invalidate millions of ballots cast in key battleground states that elected Joe Biden. And those states are Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court said Texas had not demonstrated why it would challenge how another state conducts its elections. This was considered a bold strategy, but 17 Republican attorneys general and 126 members of Congress signed onto the lawsuit. They alleged election fraud but offered no proof. The Electoral College will meet Monday to formally elect Joe Biden as the next U.S. president. On Saturday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up another challenge filed by President Trump's team to try to overturn his election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Wisconsin's highest court, which is controlled by conservatives, is holding a weekend session to hear the Trump campaign's argument for disqualifying more than 200,000 absentee ballots. Mr. Trump's attorney wants his electors' ballots to be sent to Congress. So if a court does intervene, the Trump votes would be counted instead of Biden's. The president's legal team continues trying to challenge elections in key battleground states. As more Americans are getting sick with COVID-19 from their Thanksgiving travels in November, health officials are warning people not to travel over the December holidays. An AP analysis says new cases are coming in at 195,000 a day based on a two-week average, a 60% increase from the day before Thanksgiving in late November. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday criticized the lack of a joint response from governments to the COVID-19 threat. He said vaccines must be considered a global public good. Guterres was speaking during an online event in connection with the Nobel Prize celebrations. It comes a day after the World Food Program was awarded the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize for its efforts to combat hunger. The head of the WFP said the number of people on the brink of starvation has risen from 135 million people to 270 million in the past year. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that nearly a billion doses of vaccines have been secured for the COVAX program to provide COVID-19 inoculations for poor and middle-income countries. He was speaking in Geneva. Tedros said 189 countries are taking part in the COVAX effort, but he said the hope of vaccines does not mean the world can relax its fight against the pandemic. The organization expects to make decisions on whether to give emergency use approval to COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in coming weeks. Pfizer's vaccine has already received emergency approval in Britain and Canada and could receive U.S. approval within days. The first British recipients were vaccinated this week. WHO officials described the arrival of vaccines as a major development, but they stressed repeatedly that it would take a long time before vaccines could be rolled out worldwide. Domestic sponsors have already contributed a record $3.3 billion to help pay for the Tokyo Olympics. That's at least twice as much as any previous games. Now they're being asked to pay millions more to cover some of the costs of the one-year postponement. This comes as Japanese businesses are battered by the COVID-19 pandemic, raising doubts about reinvesting in an Olympics that may be short on fans, but long on pandemic-related rules to discourage tourists, sightseeing, and spending. Organizing Committee CEO Toshiro Muto said last week that the postponement will cost organizers and Japanese taxpayers an extra $2.8 billion. Archaeologists excavating at Trajan's Forum have uncovered priceless artifacts dating from the times of Imperial Rome. Among the finds are two well-preserved marble heads, one believed to be from a statue of the god Dionysus, and the other from a statue of Emperor Augustus. Some of the remarkable discoveries were presented in the Italian capital for the first time on Friday. The artifacts will go on display not far from where they were found, at the Museum of Imperial Forums. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.